Someone who's an Oinan. An Oinan is a person who, a close relative, has passed away, and they are haven't been buried yet. It's on the day that they passed away, and they're in this in-between stage, but what for that day of death, according to Torah law, they're what's called an Oinan. And the night after that, there is they according to Torah law, they're not an Oinan anymore, according to this opinion, but they are an Oinan rabbinically. Now, what we'll see just now is that the rabbis waived their rabbinical restriction if that night was Pesach, because we don't push aside the Korban Pesach and we don't have them eating the Korban Pesach for the rabbinical restriction. Another case, hamafakayach es hagal, if there's a wall that has fallen down and someone's removing the pal, meaning they're looking for people under there, but what they might find is a dead body, right? And this is, again, is all talking about the day before Pesach. Pesach's tonight, and there's a wall fallen down, and they're digging there, and they don't know if they're going to find a body or not. Also, someone who has been told that they're going to be released from prison that day, and Pesach's tonight. In all of these, and also a sick or an aged person who are capable of eating a kazas, they are able to eat the required amount, but with difficulty, right? With difficulty. In all of these cases, shechatin alahem, we are able to include them on a group for a korban Pesach, even though in each one of these cases there is a concern that they might not be able to eat the korban Pesach. What's the concern? The oinan might be overcome with grief and touch the body, and therefore he'll be impure. The person who's digging in the pile might find a dead body, and he'll become impure. The person who's in prison might not be released. And the elderly patient or the sick might not be able to eat a kazas. Nevertheless, we do include them in a group on the Korban Pesach. The only thing we don't do is al kulan ein shechatin lem bifne atzman. We don't make a group for these people alone. There have to be other people included in the group. Shema yaviu es haPesach lidei psul, because we don't want that this should happen, that they can't eat the Korban Pesach at all. It should be that if this happens and that this person is not able to eat the Korban Pesach, there must be other people who are able to eat that Korban Pesach. We don't want it to be left over. Lefikach, therefore, im era ben psul, if the thing actually does happen, then pturin milasois Pesach sheni, they are exempt from bringing a Pesach sheni, chutz min hamafkach bagal shutama mitchilasoi. They, except for the person who's digging in the pile, because if he does find a dead body, it will become out that he's unclean from the beginning, because there was always a dead body there, right? So he'll be able to bring a Pesach sheni, because he was unable to bring the Korban Pesach at all. But the others, because they were included on a group, and there is a possibility that they might come to eat the Korban Pesach that night, they can't bring a Pesach sheni if it comes out that they can't eat the Korban Pesach now, because it comes out that they touched the body or whatever, except for the person who's digging in a pile.